What you'll learn from this book. November 15, 2011, is one day in my writing career I'll never forget. I was sitting in my bedroom, nursing a mug of hot chocolate, as I stared at my laptop at a blinking cursor. It was snowing outside. My wife was watching Hell's Kitchen in the living room, and Gordon Ramsay was yelling so loudly he might as well have been yelling at me. Come on, get a grip. Are you checked out? I had been staring at my work in progress for over an hour, and I couldn't do it anymore. I shut my laptop lid and sighed. This was the day I failed at writing my first novel. I was participating in National Novel Writing Month, NaNoWriMo, with the goal of writing 50,000 words by November 30. And I didn't even make it halfway through the month. At only 15,000 words, I was too far behind to recover. I had written in coffee shops, at the library, during breaks at work, and the words just wouldn't come. I told myself that I couldn't be a writer, and I truly believed it. I gave up on writing that day. In the months that followed, I was miserable. I couldn't tell what was worse, writing and failing at it, or not writing at all. In July 2012, 8 months later, after a lovely dinner date with my wife, I fell ill with what I thought was food poisoning. I went to the hospital and didn't leave for a month. I'll spare you the details, but I contracted a deadly illness and could have died. On that hospital bed, I really thought about my life. I thought about the manuscript I had given up on. I thought about being a writer again. And on that bed, in the middle of morphine hallucinations, with an IV in my arm and a plate of jiggly hospital jello on my lap, I swore that I would be a writer again. For real this time. I made a full recovery, thank goodness. I eventually finished my first novel, publishing it on January 5th, 2014. And here I am now, writing this book for you. Who I am and why I wrote this book. At the time of this writing, I've written over 40 books, 30 of them being novels. I run a YouTube channel called Author Level Up, where I publish weekly videos with advice for writers. I also co-host two popular podcasts for writers. And most importantly, I manage to do all this while working a full-time job, raising a family, and attending law school classes in the evenings. I've come a long way since that fateful day in 2011, where nothing seemed possible. When I look back at my early days, I'm amazed at how woefully unprepared I was to write a novel at the start of my career. I wish someone would have told me how hard it is to write your first few novels. I wish someone would have told me, step by step, how to write a novel, what apps to buy, what to write, what to do if I got stuck. There are plenty of writing resources out there, but few of them address the technical part of being a writer. For example, when it comes to writer's block, you're likely to hear, just put your butt in the chair and do it. You can do it. I believe in you. Just imagine your finished novel. I don't know about you, but I've never found that kind of advice helpful or productive. What I needed would have been something like this. When you get stuck, consider this. If that doesn't work, do this. Here's exactly what to write in your opening chapter. After that, write this. That kind of structured guidance is exactly what most writers need early in their careers. In writing this book, I wanted to write the book I wish I had when I wrote my first novel. I don't believe in fluffy writing. I believe in being honest and direct, because you didn't pick this book to read fluff. I want you to finish your book, but most importantly, I want you to learn how to write a novel quickly and well, because it's a skill that will serve you well for the rest of your writing career. Who this book is for. This book is for fiction writers who write in the major fiction genres: science fiction, fantasy, romance, mysteries, thrillers, and westerns.